Where do I vote? Did I miss the voting? Are the voting booths open yet? Are the poll centers?
I thought we were going to discuss the World Series. Can you believe the Giants and the Rangers? Isn't it?
Nobody's watching the World Series, Doug, but there is.
So we're not going to cover that today.
There is a wave of conservatism going across America, and it's cresting over Colorado. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I'm Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I've been participating in the non-watching of the World Series. But
you haven't watched, but Doug, you talk the personhood about a campaign, it's exciting what's going
on. Well, just now, this is a little off the subject, but you're talking about a conservative wave. Have you seen the latest polls on the marijuana legalization measure out in California?
In California.
Have you seen that? It was predicted to win. It was a shoo-in.
And I know the conservatives have a strategy to defeat it, but no, what are the latest polls?
Well, it's fallen below 42%, and 49% are polling against it. Yeah.
And I know why this has happened.
Was there a strategy? I haven't followed the story that closely.
Well, here's what happened in California. Okay. The Don't Legalize Marijuana group.
Yeah, the No on 19.
They spread the word to the potheads.
Yeah.
They said, if you're going to vote to legalize marijuana, that's on Wednesday. If you're going to vote to keep it illegal, it's on Tuesday. Because we want to avoid overcrowding at the polls. And so when the pollsters called and said, are you going to vote on Tuesday? They said, no, man, I ain't voting on Tuesday. I wouldn't be caught dead voting on Tuesday. My dad's voting on Tuesday, not me. And so
brilliant strategy out there
so
in California.
If you're going to vote to legalize marijuana in California, show up on Wednesday.
Absolutely, let's encourage
that. And if you
know
on 62 in Colorado, that applies
that
also.
We want to go Wednesday. So you know what this indicates to me, Bob?
Yeah.
Is there's a lot of people voting, a lot of new voters. And I think what we need to pray for is there's a revolution amongst voters and politicians, people who believe our rights come from God and not from the government.
And that's in the Blue Book.
That's in the Blue Book?
The greatest victory in the Colorado Blue Book the government sent out.
Yeah.
It says that rights do not come from the government. In the Amendment 62 explanation.
Right.
Rights do not come from the government. They don't come from the Constitution. They don't come from the legislature.
All right. They come from.
They didn't say. But it was they got half a thought in there.
It was half a thought, and
it's the best half a thought they ever published in that stupid book.
Well, now you're speaking of the phone strategy out in California. I want to let folks know about the phone banks that are going on down at the personhood headquarters.
Stunning.
Dozens, hundreds of people making thousands, maybe 10,000s of calls. Just nonstop
thousands
phone
of calls
banking.
For weeks.
Yeah.
And Doug, you've been right in the middle of it, so we got to talk about the war stories. How's it going?
Before we get to the phone banks, I heard that there has been some honk and wave activities out there with some signs, honking.
And Doug, you know what? The results are encouraging because up north, it's understandable. Greeley, positive, thumbs up, a lot of honking.
Yeah. Well,
but
once
how
you get
about
outside of Boulder,
in Denver?
Denver?
Denver, off of Spear Boulevard, a lot of honks, a lot of thumbs up. Now, there was a few international pro-choice signs.
Yeah.
Migrating birds.
Oh, yeah.
There was a few of those. It's expected, right? But
you're going to get some of those,
an amazing amount of support and encouragement to protect every unborn child right smack dab in the heart of Denver.
Well, Bob, and I'll tell you what. In 2008, I did a Republican event supporting Amendment 48.
Yeah, the personhood amendment back then.
And myself and the people.
The start of the modern personhood movement.
Yeah.
2008 in Colorado.
And at this Republican event, I just remember feeling like the skunk at the wedding reception. I mean, they would make eye contact with us. We were pariahs.
Yeah, I remember those days. We were not allowed in the Republican convention.
No, it was ugly back then.
Yeah.
But I just did the Hugh Hewitt and Karl Rove.
The drain. He worked for Bush, right? The administration.
The drain?
He was the drain.
I don't believe I've heard that.
In the Oval Office, he was the drain.
He was the drain.
Yeah. Bush's drain.
He was Bush's drain.
Yeah.
Now maybe I'm dense. I'm just not.
He's the brain. I had my consonant blend wrong. He's the brain.
He's the drain. Oh, anyway.
I thought he was the drain.
Hewitt and Rove did a very big Republican and an excellent event, I must say, attended by a lot of fine people.
Over 1,000? No.
I would say a little over 2,000 would be my guess.
Well, that's great.
But, you know, I'm not the National Park Service, but...
No.
We were treated as if we were respected colleagues in this political battle. People took literature. They gave us thumbs up. They took 25 people took yard signs.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. And they put our logo up on the screen.
On the screen as a sponsor of the event. That was KNUS.
KNUS, yes.
That's exciting.
Just a great event. And it just seems like we're making tremendous inroads.
And Doug,
from
behind the scenes here on... You know, from the back of this radio station studio.
Yeah.
The KNUS staff, they are all energized about the personhood campaign.
As well they should
be. The workers at the station, the management, they're psyched.
They came to my booth. They said, Doug, you sound a little raspy. Do you need some water? They went and got me a glass of water. Brian from the radio station.
Wow, this is exciting.
It's
so completely different.
It's a different environment.
Than what we saw 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
But.
The political winds have changed.
They've definitely shifted, and a lot of people have their fingers in the air, and they realize.
But how about now? So the phone bank's been going for a long time now. It was first established 4 months ago or so.
Yep.
Fabulous, state-of-the-art phone bank.
Yep.
And this is done by Personhood Colorado, Keith Mason, Guabe, and with help from Colorado Right to Life,
Leslie Hanks.
Board members, the sponsors, everybody. And so you announced on the show Operation Conejos.
Operation Conejos.
Sí, como
That's no. where we called every registered Republican in Conejos County.
In the whole county.
And it's a rural county, but still, that's a lot of phone calls.
That's a lot of calls. Yeah. And so, was that ever completed?
Operation Conejos was completed days ago.
And so, from Conejos,
we began calling recently registered, likely conservative voters, and we have called... Hundreds, perhaps thousands, in every rural county in Colorado. Every county outside of the Denver metro area.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
all the backwards thinkers.
That's right.
If you listen to John
Hickenlooper. Hickenlooper said all the people who would beat to death a homosexual.
Right. We called as many of those as we could.
He said, remember that? He said Matthew Shepard was killed in Wyoming, but Colorado has plenty of the same kind of people. All the rural counties, the rural parts of Colorado are just like... The people in Wyoming who killed Matthew Shepard.
I remember.
That was one of the most despicable things. And why isn't the Colorado media all over it playing it 100 times?
Well, some are, because we appreciate that.
Well,
and
I mean all the TV, you know.
No, no.
All Nine the TV News, affiliates in the Denver Post.
Ron Zappolo, he's not all over it.
Yeah, Chicken Scooper makes a line like that, and that's how he gets the food for his restaurant.
Chicken Scooper.
Doug, why isn't it all over every night that he said rural Coloradans are the kinds of people who beat to death homosexuals? It's just extraordinary.
It's because liberals are willing to sacrifice anything to elect someone who's pro-abortion.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the
right, because Tancredo is not.
Not only is he not pro-abortion, he's pro-personhood.
He's pro-personhood.
And he's held his ground.
He's held his ground.
When Ken Buck threw personhood under the bus, I started a pool as to how long it would be before Tancredo threw us under the bus. I'm about to lose $5 in that pool.
Praise God. I love it when Doug loses his bets.
Yes.
Your bets are really...
I should have known, though. I should have known because I don't know Tom Tancredo as well as some, but now having talked to people who know him, I should have known.
Yeah. And he has his literature's 20 reasons to vote for Tom Tancredo.
Yeah.
And right there, he will defend the life of unborn children. Right there. Very encouraging.
All right. Let's get the tank rolling. Let's go.
Yeah. In fact, do you remember when Dan Mays chose a radical pro-abort running mate?
Tamber Williams, pro-abort.
Tamber Williams. Yeah. Colorado Right to Life, I think, was the first group to come out, posted online, sent out a press release that they withdrew their endorsement of Dan Mays. And because he chose a child killer for a running mate, and they documented the best that's ever come out online, the case that she is a rabid child killer, and then the Tea Party in Colorado, the official Tea Party, they pointed out that Colorado Right to Life has done something that's unheard of. They had integrity. They acknowledged their error. They asked their supporters to forgive them. They apologized for supporting Dan Mays. And, Doug, that was the beginning of Dan Mays' plunging.
His implosion.
Complete falling apart of his campaign, which may cause the Republicans to become a minority party in Colorado.
It could be the end of the Republican Party in Colorado. At least the liberals.
They're the chief obstacle to ending abortion.
Yeah,
has so been far. The Republican Party, National Right to Life, which this week is saying that Ryan Frazier wants to protect children in the womb.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
Ryan Frazier. How's that one? Yeah. National Right to Life. If they say you're pro-life, it's pretty certain that you're a pro-abort.
Yeah, that you're not. By the way, I want to thank Colorado Right to Life. I sat there with my ballot last night after getting home late, dropping off. I was planting signs last night. Got home late, grabbed my ballot, opened up Colorado Right to Life's website, and was able, with their voter guide, to vote as best I could and got my ballot in today.
Mm.
And I voted yes on 62, and I voted for Tom Tancredo.
All right. All right.
So thank you, Colorado Right to Life.
Tancredo, yeah, their voter guide right on their homepage will tell you if any of your local candidates are pro-personhood.
Right.
So that's really great. And so, Doug, it's exciting. Tancredo is on Hickenlooper's heels.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to see him win. I think things are going to break. I think there's a lot of people voting who, again, they think they believe that our rights come from God and not the government, and that can make a huge difference in an election, just that mindset.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the phone banks.
Yeah.
If you haven't done any phone banking, it is fun. Come on down. It's great.
Yeah.
And we need, I say we, Personhood Colorado needs people tonight and tomorrow even. They're going to be phone banking all these rural counties. It's simple. Can you dial a phone? Come down and help Personhood Colorado. You can call them at 303-456-2800 and volunteer for a half hour, an hour, 2 hours. So, Bob, I've called hundreds and hundreds of registered Republicans.
Mm.
And I've got to say that the most common...
Well, first of all, what's the overall view? Are people pro-life? Are people?
Oh, like I said, it's very different than it was with 48.
Mm.
Amongst registered Republicans, likely conservative voters, we've got them. We've got them with us.
So we've got the vast majority. We should expect to vote for Personhood.
We've got them. But the most common refrain I've heard for people who are not sure or they're leaning toward voting against it. You mention the word pro-life, and as if automatically programmed into their brain housing group, the words rape and incest come out of their mouth.
Right.
As if that ends the argument.
Right. That's the high holy ground of the child killers. Once they could convince you that you can kill a child for some reason, then, of course, it must be moral to kill a child for any reason, because the child must not have a right to life. And we got to thank National Right to Life for beating that drum for 30 years that it's okay to kill a child for rape and incest.
Well, not just that it's okay, but it's almost sacrosanct.
Right.
And people, I've heard so many conversations from volunteers who are talking to ostensibly pro-life people who aren't sure how they feel. And this argument about rape and incest comes up over and over again. And it's obvious that these people have never considered the fact that you're punishing a child for the crimes of her
father. Well, when you're on the phone bank, do you go that far? Do you have conversations like that?
What's great, Bob, is we have a short script and then we have the talking points for all of the rape and incest,
all the issues.
Fertilized eggs, birth control. We're not sure how it's going to affect on the law. IVF, life of the mother. We've got brief talking points. And what's wonderful is when you engage, these are conservative people. These are Americans just like you and me, but they have been indoctrinated. They've never considered these other arguments. And when you hit them with some of these talking points on any one of these topics, I mean, you can sense the breakthroughs.
They're processing. Well, for example, if you say to someone who says, well, how about rape and incest? And you say what the Bible says, you don't punish a child for the crime of the father.
Right.
Does that cause them to pause and think?
Every time. Every time. And when you...
So in other words, they need to be taught.
They do. And Bob, I have heard conversations in which people who were leaning no at the end said, I'm going to vote yes.
Wow.
We've gone out. The volunteers at Personhood Colorado have reached out to wrench every possible vote out of this state. They have gone above and beyond. I mean, Guabe, Keith, Johanna, all the people, Drew down there at the office who are running the phone banks. Just a tremendous blessing. And the harvest will come in tomorrow. And here's what's amazing, Bob. Tomorrow, God's word is going to return from across our state. It's going to come in. You know what the Bible says about God's word?
will not return void.
It will not return void. It's going to return from all corners of the state, and the whole world is going to hear. The whole world is going to hear, no matter what the results of the election are, whether we win, lose, or it's a nail-biter till midnight.
Doug, are you running for Senate? You should run. I want to vote for somebody,
Bob,
for Senate.
I couldn't vote.
I got to vote for Greg with three Gs, Greg Jackson.
I couldn't.
So for Senate, you didn't vote for...
I didn't vote for Ken
You didn't
Buck.
Vote for Bennett?
I did not vote for Bennett.
I thought if you voted for the lesser of two evils, you'd vote for Bennett.
Oh.
Right? Because the greater of two evils is the wolf in sheep's clothing is the greater evil than the wolf.
Right, because he gets right in there amongst
and
the
so
sheep
the one
before
who
he does
says,
his damage.
The one who says national right to life endorses me and I will confirm pro-choice judges, there's a disconnect.
Hello? Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. I loved your – you said that's a circular failure.
Circular failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't support personhood because the courts are not ready.
Yeah.
And I will confirm pro-choice judges.
Okay,
that's
please.
Ken Buck.
Go
in
drive
a nutshell.
A bus or, I don't know, open a shoe shine parlor. Do,
something else. Get
not,
out of the way
qualified.
Of those who want to stop child killing.
Yeah. But the phone banks, it's just been an amazing experience. And folks, if you can even come down and just for a half an hour make some phone calls, it's a tremendous experience. I have ended a number of phone calls telling people I've not been able to convince them because they're so hardcore in their belief for killing children.
Some people who are hardcore.
But I said, look, I'm going to let you off the phone. I want you to consider this, that if you are wrong, if an unborn child is a person from the very beginning, that you are going to stand someday before God who created you and the whole universe, who's going to be your judge. And you're going to have to give an account of why not only did you not defend the least among us and the weakest among us, but you advocated their murder. I said, just consider that, and I will pray for you. And then I hang up the phone. I'll literally pray for these people.
Wow.
Because the world is lost,
so
and they need
Doug,
the truth.
So, Doug, the phone bank, you know, if you've ever been to a telemarketing company where they crack the whip and you've got to make so many calls an hour, the phone bank at Personhood, Colorado, what if you've got somebody that just wants to talk? How about all the moms and wives who have been manning the phone bank?
The volunteers, I have heard a number of conversations that have gone beyond 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Going through every single argument and talking about salvation and Jesus Christ and God and where our rights come from.
Wow.
So it's not a dial count thing necessarily because we all know that this campaign is about passing a law to ban abortion. But it's also about declaring the truth of God and Jesus Christ and salvation and reconciliation.
So all the conservative so-called pro-lifers who are against personhood, they say we have to change hearts and minds.
Well,
there's no better way to change hearts and minds than to say a baby has the right to life because God created the baby. It's wrong to kill the baby. We've got to love and protect them.
Yeah.
The personhood movement is the way to change hearts and minds.
Absolutely. It forces a discussion about the creator.
About the baby.
To the front.
Not about whether you're going to wait 24 hours before you kill
the
baby.
Right.
Yeah. Which is an absurdity. And that's the National Right to Life specialty. That's as far as they can take it.
Yeah.
Wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby. And they view that as a success.
Well, that's even, how far the movement is falling.
Even regulations that don't stop one abortion, like the partial birth abortion ban,
they
view it as a success because the industry raised $250 million on the partial birth abortion ban, which was a fraud.
A very successful fundraising operation.
Right. And that's how they judge whether some regulation is good or bad. How much money can it raise?
Mm.
And that's where we've come to. We got the personhood movement where people are dedicating their lives and not even getting paid.
Mm.
And we've got the part of the pro-life industry that focuses on hefty retirement benefits and fat salaries.
Well, I want to give one more brief, Bob, but a word of encouragement. I talked about the Republican event the other night. I also want to talk about the churches in Colorado, both Protestant, Catholic, and Mormon.
Mm.
We have, I believe, and we don't, all the numbers are not in, but we believe we have more than doubled our active church support from 2008.
Wow. And that's a get out the vote effort.
It's amazing. It's a community-based get out the vote effort. Just in the last week, Bob, I went home from personhood every single night with literature and DVDs in the trunk of my car, and I delivered to the south side of the metro area church after church after church who finally said, yes, we feel like we should.
And Doug, do you know that the campaign created over 3,000 of the church DVDs, mm-hmm. the 4 minute that you could show at a church right. service. I think about 4,000 of them. And 3,000 were mailed yeah. to churches, and not the pro-abortion churches.
No, we left the United Methodist off the list.
Yeah, 3,000 were mailed to churches with a campaign DVD, the literature, a letter from the sponsors explaining why this is so vital. Mm. And so what an effort to reach the body of Christ.
Well, the response, you know, it's the labor of the... And I'm not going to say a few volunteers anymore, because there are literally thousands of people right. who in the last
who
30 days have done something mm-hmm. on the ground with their feet, their hands, and their mouth on behalf of this amendment. And I believe that the ground campaign, it rivals any campaign mm-hmm. going on in the state right now, definitely, mm-hmm. as far as dedicated volunteers. And now that I've gotten involved in a campaign for the first time, done a little research, and... The Karl Roves of the world, they understand that in the critical aspect of people on the ground, individuals going out and getting out the vote, one vote at a time, I never realized how important that was. I thought it was all about big money TV ads, but it's not so much. You know?
It's a lot of hard work.
A lot.
And that's where Keith Mason has shined.
Yeah.
Keith Mason has been as focused as a laser beam. I mean, today is his anniversary.
Yeah.
Eight years with Jennifer.
Yes.
Their beautiful family. He has been as focused as could be. And now, for the past 5 weeks, it's been get out the vote, get out the
vote.
That's
right. That's all it's about. By the way, I'll tell you a story about that. Keith asked me a couple days ago, my anniversary's coming up, Doug, what did you buy your wife for her eighth anniversary? I did the math in my head, and I said, you know what, Keith? I bought her a house. And folks, Keith Mason cannot buy his wife a house for her eighth anniversary, but he should be able to, and I want to let you know that the personhood campaign, if you can't get out there on the ground with your feet, go to yes62.com mm-hmm. and make a donation, because mm-hmm. they need money. The adversary is much more better funded.
Right.
I think Keith ended up... I think he's going to get her some faux diamond earrings is all that Keith can afford with his giant, massive salary over there at Person, which he does not take any salary. So, but if you can't come and help, make a donation. Use your money. It's just as good as your hands and feet. It'll be put to good use.
Yeah, and in fact, there's still a list on the homepage of Colorado Right to Life. You could call 10 Coloradans, ask them to vote yes on 62.
Do it from home.
You go to the phone bank, and it has the address. You could get a map. It's got the times, the hours, when to go.
Yeah.
And on Election Day, which now is tomorrow, take off an hour or the whole day, and either on your own with a yard sign or coordinate with the campaign headquarters downtown or in Arvada, and go out, and you could drive people to the polls. You could make calls from the phone bank, and you could... You could go at an intersection and wave signs.
So I found out about sign waving. What you're supposed to do is try to set up just outside the barrier around a polling place. Apparently, that's what sign waving is supposed to be all about.
I wasn't aware of that. Right.
So we're going to be this evening. The campaign headquarters is coordinating locations that will be outside the perimeter, legal, but where you can wave signs where it'll do the most good.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about signs? Battle of the Signs.
Yeah, yeah.
Street corner near my house, I put up my Yes on 62 sign. Next night, there's three no 62s, and my sign's gone.
Oh, some dirty dog pro-abort stole your sign.
Now, I'm trying to be much more circumspect and mature, so I don't want to do things that are rash. So I just replaced my sign, and I left their sign.
Wow.
Trying to be mature.
Yeah.
Come back the next night, my sign is gone again.
Mm.
And I planted my sign, and I thought...
You put a third one there.
I put my sign in again, and I thought, okay, if they take it a third time, then this means war, and I will start taking their signs.
And you're a Marine, so they better watch out.
Well, here, even bigger than a Marine, the next day, the winds in my neighborhood hit 60 miles an hour, and when I drove home that night, all their signs were gone.
Right.
But so were John Hickenlooper's, Dan Mays, Ken Bucks. Everybody's sign was gone.
Dan Mays had a sign?
The one sign I've seen for Dan Mays.
State.
Anyway, they were all
gone. And the
gone.
Lord took it away with all the no on 62
That's
signs.
Right. My sign remained and remains to this day.
Wow.
And the liberals, Bob.
Wow.
The liberals haven't replaced their sign.
They haven't.
They haven't replaced them.
So their energy and determination is not. Doug, there was an 80-year-old woman at a Democratic precinct event that I went to speak at.
Yeah.
And after it was over, she said, you people have been doing this for 30 years. She said, you're not going to give up, are you? You're just not going to give up. I said, you're right, man. We're not going to give up. We're going to win.
Yeah.
We're going to win, in fact.
In fact, Bob, let me, before we run out of time, I think that I have the evidence that we will win. Mm. I have the evidence.
And we know we will win.
We know we will win.
Because Jesus Christ has made us more than conquerors. He rose from the dead.
Amen.
More evidence?
No, that's evidence for you and I and people who are in the know in the audience.
But for like political activists.
For like Karl Rove. Yeah, evidence that Karl Rove would recognize.
Right.
Let me give you a hypothetical scenario and you answer.
Yeah.
I'm a John Hickenlooper volunteer. I'm working the phone bank. Hmm. I call you up, Bob. You're at home. You've just filled out your ballot, and you voted for Tom Tancredo.
Yes.
I call you up. I start giving you my spiel about John Hickenlooper. You should vote for John Hickenlooper. Have you voted yet?
Yeah, I did vote. I just voted.
You did vote.
I mailed in my ballot.
Well, great. I hope you voted for John Hickenlooper.
Forget it. I voted for the tank. It's going to run right over your chicken scooper.
So you would proudly tell this volunteer that you voted for Tank.
Yeah, of course I would. Yeah.
Well, Bob, the people on the other end of the phone bank who have voted no against 62, they are ashamed to say it. They will not say it.
How about the people who voted yes?
The people who voted yes, they declare it loud and proud.
I did my walking tour.
Yeah.
50 addresses in Arvada, and every person I talked to, it was amazing. Every person I talked to, a dozen people, had voted already, and they said, I'm pro-life, I voted yes on 62. Now, that's just a small sample.
But they said they voted
yes. But every person.
None of them said, I don't want to discuss my personal private voting.
No. So, in other words, the ones that voted no are embarrassed.
They're ashamed, Bob, which means our arguments are working. They will carry the day.
You don't kill a child. You don't rip his arms and legs off.
These people are ashamed that they feel that way.
Imagine if Ken Buck had a backbone, and when he was said to be extreme, he would have said, Michael Bennett supports Planned Parenthood ripping children's arms and legs off. That's extreme. Killing a child is extreme.
Buck would be up 6 to 10 points in the polls.
He would be. Yeah. He would be. But he had no backbone.
All right, folks, meet me down at Personhood. Call 303-456-2800. Come to the phone bank.
All right, Doug, thanks so much. That's Doug McBurney. And tomorrow's election day, so make sure you vote yes on 62. Our website is kgov.com.